baseball fans of the nation, welcome to the All-Star Game. This is Bob Elson of station WGN Chicago, speaking to you from Quively Field in Cincinnati, where this afternoon the Mutual Broadcasting System and associated stations are very happy to bring you a running story of the 6th annual All-Star Game. I'm going to tell you just a minute, there's something about the picture here, and then I'm going to turn you over to Dick Gray of our mutual outlet here in Cincinnati, radio station WSAI, who's familiar with Redland Field or Quively Field here in Cincinnati, to give you a picture of this wonderful setting we have before us this afternoon. The two things that I want to tell you is, first, that it's a glorious day. It's a bright, sunshiny day. It's one of the nicest days that I've ever seen for an All-Star game. Last year in Washington, we had a beautiful day, but it was awfully, awfully hot. Well, today, the temperature is just about right, and it's a grand setting. We have a wonderful crowd, as you can imagine. And I will tell you that the starting pitchers are going to be Vandermeer for the National League and Gomez, the left-hander, for the American League. You know, the American League sort of feels that Gomez is a lucky omen for them. He started four games, and four games they've won. And so this afternoon is going to be Lefty Gomez of Joe McCarthy's clan from New York. It's going to be pitted against these National Leaguers in this 6th annual All-Star game. It's just about 14 minutes before game time now. The pitchers have started to warm up. I might tell you, too, that our mutual broadcasting booth is in a wonderful spot up here, high up above, on top of the stands, just a little bit to the first base side of home plate. And Dick and I will be in a grand spot here this afternoon to tell you every play and every thrill in the ballgame for the 6th annual All-Star game. The American Leaguers are getting their workout now, and the crowd is thrilled watching the boys hit that ball to the fence. The National Leaguers and the American Leaguers for the last hour, and they were out here early to watch the batting practice, and there were many, many cheers as the boys on both sides hit them high and wide over the wall and into the right field bleachers. It's a grand setting for what should be a wonderful game, and I hope that you'll all be with us to follow every single play in this ball game as we bring it to you this afternoon from Cincinnati. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce the gentleman who I have the pleasure of being associated with on this mutual broadcasting broadcast this afternoon of this All-Star game, Dick Gray of Cincinnati, of radio station WSAI. He's very enthusiastic about these Cincinnati Reds. He's from Cincinnati. Can give you a small story on this beautiful ballpark this afternoon, and of course the history of the game, and a lot of other things that he wants to talk to you about. And so, here's Dick Gray talking to you from Redland Field in Cincinnati.
Well, thank you, and I'd like to say for myself that I'm more than glad to be with you too this afternoon on this mutual hookup. And thanks for the kind things you have to say about our ballpark here at Cincinnati. First of all, a bit about the record of this All-Star game. The first All-Star game was played in Chicago in 1933. That afternoon, the American League won by a score of 4-2. The National League has won but one of the five All-Star games that have been played so far. It was at Boston in 1936, and the score that afternoon was 4-3. The 1933 game was played in Chicago. In 1934, the teams met at New York. In 1935, Cleveland was having a big time up there, and they were the host city for the All-Star game. Boston had the game in 1936, and as you well remember, Washington was the honor city last year. There's never been a sellout, they say, for an All-Star game. But the Cincinnati Ball Club received more than 150,000 pieces of mail asking for All-Star tickets. Now, when you consider that each letter or card asked for more than one ticket, you can figure for yourself just how many fans wanted to see this ball game this afternoon. As Bob told you, the weather conditions are great for the game. But under the rules of the game, no one is allowed on the playing field. It'll be baseball this afternoon, a good old game, the national game in true it is. The Cincinnati ballpark is so constructed that it will seat 26,500 people without using the terrace seats, which they do put in left, center, and right field. This park was started, built in 1912. The first ball game was played in it on opening day, 1912. The terrace was put in the Cincinnati ballpark by groundkeeper Matty Schwab during the season of 1937. In those days, they used to stretch the rope, and it was not satisfactory. The crowd out here at Crosley Field was so great that they wanted a place to sit down. They didn't like the idea of being held back by a rope. They probably remember the night that the St. Louis Cardinals and the Reds played a night game here where the crowd was right around the home plate bar, just as though you would see a ball game on an amateur dime. Out there, as you see Al Chapp at the present time putting on the show for them, the fans, as you look at the circle around the home plate, were right around the very circle, which is no more than 20 feet in diameter. the idea that terrace seats would help a great deal. About that terrace, the National League outfielders, as you talk to them, some of them don't care much about it because it makes it rather hard in facing a fly ball going out that way. From the ground in front of the fences, 40 feet up to the fence, this terrace rides. It's 50 inches in height at the top, and these outfielders in the National League sometimes have quite a job getting up there. Back to the seat proposition here at Crosley Field. There are 21,700 reserved seats at Crosley Field. The grandstand holds 5,200 in the lower deck and 3,800 in the upper deck. The left field pavilion seats 2,800, and out in right field, the pavilion will hold 3,128 seats. The bleachers, there are 4,500 of them out there today. It presents quite a sight. Each and every seat is filled. They put these bleacher seats on sale 6 days before the All-Star game took place. It just shows you how Cincinnatians have gone for this All-Star game. You just couldn't get a seat no matter what you had to pay for it, even out in the bleachers. The players for the two All-Star teams today, as you probably know, were selected by the 16 managers of the two major leagues, and the fans were not included in the ballot. However, Joe McCarthy of the Yankees, and he's the manager of the American League team today, said that next year he'd like to see the public in on it, and I'm certain that those listening in this afternoon feel the very same way of that. There are three players out on this field this afternoon who have taken part in all of the All-Star games that have been played so far. There's Lou Gehrig, Charlie Gehringer, and Gabby Hart. As Bob Elson told you a while ago, Gomez has started four of the five All-Star games and looks very much as though he's going to start this one this afternoon. As he is warming up down here on the first base side of the diamond, the visitor's side at the home of the Reds, and that remarkable young fellow, and he's just as fine a man as you'd want to meet, Johnny Vandermeer. In talking to Gomez, it was our first chance to meet him today. We found him to be a very likable fellow. He was just as fine as he could be to us as we just had a word to say to him on the bench. Of the 19 players who were named to the National League list for 1937, only eight of them are on this year's team. Of the 12 who played for the American League last year, there's only three. Bridges, Harder, and Sam West are missing from the American line. Mel Harder has never been scored on in one of these All-Star games. He took part in four of them. And Sam West, traded recently by St. Louis to Washington, he's batting 301. But Joe McCarthy decided he was going to get along with five outfielders. Tommy Bridges has had a tough time of this year. That remarkable young fellow, the hero of a World Series a few years back, certainly is still a grand pitcher, and he'll be back in that farm, and they miss him here today. The collection of Johnny Vandermeer and Frank McCormick, the Red Lake rookies, means that the first time the National League has ever used a rookie in an All-Star game. There's a bit of sentiment connected with this ball game today. For 10 of the 23 National Leaguers in uniform this afternoon played a first National League game within the last 5 years. And all of the 23, except Gabby Hartnett, Mel Ott, Lloyd Wehner, and Carl Hubbell, broke into the National League box scores within the last 8 years. Today, it calls back to memory an opening day at Crosley Field in 1922, when a young fellow got back to the plate and out to the pitcher's mound walked that immortal Grover Cleveland Alexander. It was Gabby Hartnett back of the plate. And through 16 just-covered seasons, not just with the record that he's made, however, Gabby Hartnett comes back today to the scene of his first Major League Baseball game. And by the way, it was the first Major League ball game that Gabby Hartnett ever won. And now let's take away from the statistics for just a moment and turn you over to Bob Elson as Al Shack is putting on quite a show for the fans that have assembled so far. And we'll turn it back to Bob and get the lineup for you and then come back. Come on, Bob.
All right, thank you, Dick. Al Shack, who we've had the pleasure of watching many, many times in World Series and All-Star games, is putting on his great act out here before this great crowd here in Cincinnati. And he never fails to get a wonderful hand. Shack is just getting a tremendous hand from the crowd. He just put on one of the stunts in his particular line of tricks that he has out there on the field. He's got all kinds of them, you know, and he just amused the crowd with one of them. And now the boys are going to go to work on the infield.
Here's the batting order and lineup. This is unofficial. There might be a last-minute change. Here are the umpires. They are Clem of the National... Here's the official lineup, so I'll give you that. Here it is now. So get ready to mark it down. give you slowly for the American League. Krivich, left field. Krivich of the White Sox, left. Gehringer of Detroit, second base. Averill of Cleveland, center field. There's the first three. Fox of Boston, first base. There are the first four men now. DiMaggio of New York, right field. There you have the American League outfield now. Averill, Krivich, and DiMaggio. All right, here's the catcher, Bill Dickey of New York. He'll bat number six and will be back at the plate. All right, at shortstop is Cronin, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, with an average of 307. Here's a surprise. At third base is going to be Buddy Lewis in place of Red Rolfe. Lewis hitting 292 from Washington. Gomez is the starting pitcher. Six victories and eight defeats. So there you have the American League lineup, fans. And now here it comes for the National League. Pack of the Chicago Cubs, third base. Pack of the Cubs, third base. Herman of the Chicago Cubs, second base. There you have the first two men. Goodman, Ivy Goodman of Cincinnati, gets a tremendous hand as his name is announced here, and he's a wonderful player. Ivy Goodman in right field. He has 20 home runs this year. Medwick of the St. Louis Cardinals in left field. Hop of New York, third baseman of the Giants, is going to play in center field. Lombardi of Cincinnati will catch. Big Peter Lombardi, and what a tremendous hitter he is. His name draws a big cheer. McCormick of Cincinnati, first base. Hey, the Reds are certainly well represented in the starting lineup. DeRocher of Brooklyn is going to start at short in place of Archie Vaughn because of a left-hand pitcher. Vandermeer of Cincinnati is the starting pitcher. Now I'm going to repeat it for you, and here are the umpires. Bill Clemens back at the plate. Geisel, American League, at first base. Delafant, National League, second base. Basil, American League, third base. Now they're going to use the National League ball here for the first four and a half innings and the American League ball for the last four and a half. The National League ball for the first four and a half, the American League ball for the last four and a half. Now you have that. Now here's the lineup again in the batting order. We're going to repeat it for you. For the American League, Krivich in left field, Gehringer at second, Averill in center field, Fox at first, DiMaggio in right field, Dickey catching, Cronin at short, Buddy Lewis at third, Gomez pitching. For the National League, Hack at third, Herman at second, Ivy Goodman in right field, Joe Medwick in left field, Mellott in center field, Lombardi catching, McCormick first, DeRocher short, and Vandermeer will be the pitcher. Also, the National League players are all wearing their home uniform. That is white. The American League players are all wearing their traveling uniform. They're gray. So that's the one difference in the uniform. And also, all the players wear their own uniform. In other words, Mike Krivich of the White Sox is wearing the White Sox traveling uniform. Cronin of Boston is wearing the Boston traveling uniform. DiMaggio is wearing the Yankee traveling uniform. The American League team will occupy the dugout behind first base, and the National League team will occupy the dugout behind third base. The umpires are out of the plate now with the managers, and we're getting all set to go. The park is absolutely jammed. It's a glorious day. It should be a real thriller today. Gee, it should be a wonderful ball game, and we're getting all set now for the start of play. Here's an announcement from the field.
Will the people sitting in the boxes along the field please remove their coats from the railing?
They're asking the people sitting in the first row of the boxes along the field to please remove their coats from the railing. Now, from our position here, we're just a few feet to the right of the home plate. We're looking directly towards center field. Now, first base is to our right, and third base is a little bit to our left, straight down the line. Straight down the left field line to the left field fence is 328 feet. The left center is 382 feet. The center field is 388. The right center is 387. To the right field line is 366. And now the National League team is going onto the field, and we're getting all set now for the sixth annual All-Star Game between the National League and the American League being played down here in Cincinnati on a glorious day. Vandermeer, who has won himself a spot in the Hall of Fame that no other can even encroach upon, of having pitched two consecutive no-hit games this year, is going to be the pitcher.
And I don't have to tell you that he's a real favorite down here in Cincinnati. Say, they have Vandermeer sodas, Vandermeer pennants, Vandermeer everything down here in Cincinnati. And justly so, because he's a real favorite. The first man to bat for the Chicago White Sox will be Krivich, who's playing in left field. His average is 288. They have Vandermeer's pictures all over town here on streetcars, billboards, pennants, and everything else. Vandermeer is going to pitch. Now, here's the lineup as we look out on the field. There's Hackett third, DeRocher at short, Herman at second, McCormick at first. Goodman in right field. The center fielder is Millop, and the left fielder is Medwick of the Cardinals. The catcher is Beezer Lombardi, and the pitcher is Vandermeer. Now, we're all set for the opening play in the All-Star game. Bill Clem of the National League is the umpire back of the plate. He will umpire behind the plate for the first 4.5 innings, and then Harry Geisel of the American League will go back of the plate for the last 4.5 innings. The setting is absolutely perfect today. The weatherman must be given a real round of cheers because he's given us one of the most glorious days we've ever had. We're all ready to go now, and I know that you join with me in saying, may the best team win. All right, here's Mike Krivich up now. Vandermeer looks him over, getting all set to start play. Artie Fletcher is coaching down at third base. The Yankee coach is down at third base now, and he talks it up as we get all set to go. Here's Krivich, a right-handed batter up, and Vandermeer starts that sweeping windup of his. The first pitch is a strike of two. Right over the inside corner. Baker is coaching at first base for the American League. It's one strike on Krivich. Nobody on and nobody out. It's the first half of the first inning of the All-Star game. Now Vandermeer starts that sweeping windup again. It's a fly ball into center field. The center fielder's going back out. He's going up the incline. He caught it. Hop ran up the incline in center field for a long drive of 370 feet off the bat of Mike Krivich. He almost misjudged the ball that time. He started to move in and then turned around and tore back and up the incline that runs up toward the center field fence. It's not a very steep incline, but it's an incline nevertheless, and he ran back to catch it. Now that's one gone, and the next man to come up is Charlie Gehringer, the famous second baseman of the Tigers, a left-handed hitter. Here he is up now watching Vandermeer, and Vandermeer gets his side. First pitch to Charlie is a strike. It caught the outside corner knee high. A nice pitch in there. One out and nobody on the bases in the first half of the first inning. It's Vandermeer against Gomez. Vandermeer is getting a sign again from Beezer Lombardi. Here's the next pitch. It's a fastball. Too low. Lots of stuff in the ball that time, but low. Bill Clem, the umpire back of the plate, went to his knees to watch that one. And the count is 1-1. Nobody on the bases. One out. The American League is batting in the first half of the first inning. Vandermeer is getting a sign again. Here's the next pitch. He started to swing but stopped at the ball. Lots of stuff on that one again, but it was too low. And the count is ball two and strike one on Gehringer. The next man to come up will be the center fielder, Earl Averill of Cleveland. Gehringer's hitting 323. Pitch to Charlie at the fastball. He didn't intend to hit it. It's a bouncing ball to the pitcher. There's a throw. He's out. Vandermeer to McCormick. He was backing away from a low inside pitch. The ball hit the handle of his bat and bounced back to Vandermeer just a few feet to his right. He ran over and picked the ball up and threw him out. Now the next man to come up is the center fielder, Earl Averill. Averill batting. His average for the year is 373. Fox is hitting 348. DiMaggio 328. Dickey 316. There's two out. There's nobody on the bases. And the ball game is in the first half of the first inning. Now Vandermeer gets his sign again. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball low and inside to Earl Averill, a left-handed hitter. Number three in the back of his gray Cleveland uniform. National Leaguers talking up out there in the field. Hack, DeRocher, Billy Herman, and McCormick. Vandermeer is winding up. Here's the next pitch. It's a fastball. Low and outside. A ball makes the count 2-0 now on Averill. The next man to come up will be Fox, first baseman of the Boston Red Sox. Vandermeer looks this hitter over carefully. He's a dangerous hitter, too, Averill. Starting his windup. Here's the next pitch. Fastball. He hits the ground ball to the second baseman, Herman. He's up with it. There's the throw. He's out. Herman to McCormick, and he had him by 10 feet at first base to retire the side. No runs and no hits. The first man to bat, Krivich, sent a fly ball to Millot. Gehringer bounced out to the pitcher. Averill bounced out to Billy Herman and went out on a fast play, Herman to McCormick. Now the game is going into the last half of the first inning here at Cincinnati in the sixth annual All-Star game. The National League is coming to bat and the American League is going out of the field. And here is the setup. At third base, Buddy Lewis. At shortstop, Joe Cronin. At second base, Charlie Gehringer. At first base, Jimmy Fox. In right field, Joe DiMaggio. In center field, Earl Averill. In left field, Mike Krivich. The battery, Gomez and Dickey. Bill McKechnie is going out to coach at third base for the National League team. And Jimmy Wilson of the Phillies is going to coach at first base for the National League team. The first man to bat will be Stanley Hackett of Cubs. The American League, no runs and no hits for the first half of the first. And now the National League coming to bat, Hack hitting 322, Herman 264, Goodman 337, Medwick 342, Lombardi 360, McCormick 333, DeRocher 263. The first man to bat is Stanley Hack. There's a bleacher out in right field, remember. There's no stand in center field and no stand in left field. The scoreboard is in left center. A bleacher in right field, and it's a long swat out to that right field stand, 366 feet. To the left field fence, in the corner is 328, in left center is 382, and that's a pretty long swat, too. Stanley Hack is facing Gomez now as we start the last half of the first inning. Gomez is getting his sign. Here's the first pitch to Hack. It's a foul up into the upper deck behind third base. Foul strike on Hack. American Leaguers talk it up out there in the field. Buddy Lewis, Joe Cronin, Charlie Gehringer, Jimmy Fox. Lots of pepper on both sides. Gee, what a ball game and what a setting. Gomez is getting his sign again. Here's the windup and the next pitch to Hack. Fastball, he belted foul up into the stands to the left. Up into the upper deck, it's two strikes. Two strikes on Stanley Hack. Gomez takes a look around the infield now. He has his glove off and he roughs the ball up in his hands. He has the batter in the hole with a two-strike count on him and no balls called. And he takes his time very nonchalantly. He looks around the infield and the outfield. And again, he turns around now to face the batter. It's the leadoff man and third baseman. Here's the pitch. A slow curve, and he fouled it up into the box seats to the left. And the count is still two strikes on Hack. Remember, the National League umpire, Bill Clem, is back in the plate. There was a scramble for the ball over there, and one of the ushers got it, and that was the reason for that slight boo that you heard. Gomez is winding up. Here's the pitch. It's a hit right over the shortstop head. They hit in the left field for a hack. Here's the throw in from Klevich to Cronin, and Stan stops at first. There's the first hit of the ball game, a single over the shortstop's head by Stanley Hack. Now the next man to come up is Billy Harmon of the Cubs, second baseman. Billy Harmon batting with Hack on first base. Nobody out here in the last half of the first inning. National League against the American League. Now Gomez is ready to pitch to Billy. Here's the pitch. Hit the ball high and outside. A pitch out. They thought he was going down. Stanley Hack gets the first hit of the game, a sharp single over the shortstop's head. A pitch to Billy Harmon. He hits the ground ball to the shortstop corner. He comes in. It goes right through in the left side of the field. And a pitch runner on first and third. It's an error for Coleman. A ground ball to the shortstop corner. And he fumbled it. It went right through him in the left center field. And it puts a man on first and a man on third. And brings up Ivy Goodman. First and a man on third. Cronin was so anxious to start a double play that time that he forgot to pick the ball up. Now Goodman up a slow curve over the outside corner. It's a strike. Man on first and a man on third. Nobody out here for the National League. The ball game is in the last half of the first inning and there's no score. Here's a fastball. He swung hard and fouled at that time back into the screen. And it's two strikes on Ivy Goodman. Ivy, a good pull hitter, a left-handed batter. Next man to come up will be Joe Medwick. There's a man on first. There's a man on third. A single and an error by Cronin. Gomez takes a lot of time, gets the sign again from Bill Dickey. There's a fastball, and he fouls it again. He caught the ball on the handle of his bat and hit it right back at the plate up into the screen. And the count now is still two strikes on Goodman. Gomez takes a look around the infield. Third baseman Buddy Lewis says something to him. Gomez is getting his sign again. The next pitch is a curve, a slow ball outside, a slow curve. And it was too far outside. It's a ball. Bill Dickey, who's back at the plate, steps out in front of the plate, says something to Gomez, and then throws him the ball. There's nobody out. There's a man on first and a man on third here for the National League in the last half of the first inning with Gomez opposing Vandermeer. Gomez looks toward right field. Turns around now again and faces the hitter. Goodman stepped out of the batter's box to dry his hands a bit, and now he's getting up in there again. Man on first and a man on third, and Ivy Goodman up. Gomez is getting his sign. He's all ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball. He hits a foul. It's coming back and going into the screen. And the count is ball one and strike two on Ivy Goodman. The next man to come up will be Joe Medwick, and then the center fielder, Mel Ott. The American League is really in a spot here, with the National League in the first inning having a man on first and a man on third and nobody out, and Gomez really has to do some bearing down. Here's the next pitch. It's a high foul, which is going over into the box seats behind first base. Ivy Goodman has his eye on that ball. That's four that he's fouled off, and the count is ball one and strike two. American Leaguers talk it up out there in the field. Fox at first, Gehringer at second, Cronin at short, and Lewis at third. Pitcher walks around back in the grass, picks up the wreck, dries his hands carefully, gets up on the pitching rubber again, arms up in front of him. He's all set. Here's the pitch. A slow ball. Strike three. Struck him out right over the outside corner. Gomez threw in a slow ball, a strike right over the outside corner, and Goodman is out on strike. The next man to come up is Medwick. Ivy Goodman was fooled with a slow ball over the outside corner, knee high for strike three. Now the American League infield is playing back, hoping that Medwick will hit into a double play rather than play in here. The first pitch he swung at was a high pitch inside, a ball to Medwick. Ball one. That was a straight fastball high and inside, and Medwick took a lusty swing and missed. He's out of the batter's box now. Now he's stepping up toward the plate. He's in the batter's box. He taps his bat on the plate, and Gomez looks him over again. A man on first, a man on third, and one out. There's a long fly ball. Way back in the center field. The center fielder should get up, and a run will come in. Here's the throw back into the infield. The runner scoring from third base, and the National League lead 1-0. Medwick hit a long fly ball to the center field, and Averill backed up and pulled it down, threw the ball into second base. There was no play at the plate. The runner from third base scored standing up. The National League leads 1-0. The next man to come up is Mel Ott. Back scored. Man on first base, and the next man to bat is the center fielder, Mel Ott. His average for the year is 318. The first pitch of the ball, it's a fastball, waist high and outside, ball one. And on first base, a run in and two out here in the last half of the first inning. The National League leads by a run. Again, he gets his sign, he's all ready. Here's the next pitch. He swung high that time and just tipped his foul. It went back into the wire, and the count on out is ball one and strike one. The next man to come up is the catcher, Beezer Lombardi. Out of the batter's box, drying his hands, steps up in there. There's that familiar number four on the back of his uniform, blue cap and a white uniform with a blue four on the back of his uniform, and he's watching Gomez as Gomez motions to the center fielder, Averill, to move over more into dead center. He was playing out in right center, and Gomez moves him into straight dead center field, right in line with the pitcher, second base, in the outfield. Gomez is getting a sign again. Here's the next pitch. It's a slow ball. He swung hard and fouled it back into the net. And the count is ball one and strike two. Remember, DiMaggio's playing right field, Averill center field, Kreevich left field, Lewis third, Cronin short, Gehringer second, Fox at first, Dickey catching, and Gomez pitching. The National League leads by a run. The ball game is in the last half of the first. Fastball. He hit a high fly to center field. The center fielder, Averill, is in under it and should get it without any trouble. He's still looking up, and he caught it, retiring the side. So that's the end of the first inning. The first man to bat, Pack, drove a single over the shortstop's head. He went to third when Cronin muffed the ground ball off the bat of Billy Herman. It went into left center field, putting a man on first and a man on third. Ivy Goodman was called out on strikes. Medwick sent a long fly ball to center field, scoring the run from third. And Ott sent a fly ball to center field, retiring the side. That's the end of the first inning. The score of the ball game is the National League 1, the American League nothing. It's the broadcast of the 6th annual All-Star Game coming to you from the baseball's capital for a day at least, Cincinnati, the scene of the 6th annual All-Star Game. And now we're going to pause for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago.
Starting the first half of the second inning now, the All-Star Game, and here's Fox, the first baseman up. first pitch to him is a called strike. It was right around his knees. Vandermeer is ready. Here's the next pitch. It's low and outside. It sent Lombardi to his knees to keep the ball from getting away from him. And the count is 1-1. The American League is a run behind as they start the first half of the second with Fox up, DiMaggio coming next, and then Bill Dickey. Vandermeer winds up again. Here's the next pitch. He hits a high fly into left field, down the left field line. The left fielder, Medwick, is getting over. He's still following the ball in foul territory. He couldn't get it. It was a high foul fly that Medwick followed but couldn't get. He made a long run for the ball, and back near the fence, he ran into the corner. From the left field line, there's a space of about 35 or 40 feet between the left field line and the railing of the box seats. In other words, there's a lot of foul territory out there for a left fielder to run into. He was following that ball. There's a pretty strong wind out here blowing. No air at all on it. And the count is ball one and strike two. He didn't touch the ball at all. Fox is batting. The first man up. There's nobody on and nobody out. The National League leads the American League 1-0. There's a ball. It's too low that time with a lot of stuff on it. And the count is 2-2. Vandermeer shot his fist into his glove as though he figured it should have been called a strike. Count is 2-2 now on Fox, the first baseman of the Boston Red Sox. Vandermeer is starting his windup again. Here's the next pitch. It's a swing and he struck him out. Fox swung that time with a fastball and struck out. He went all the way around trying to get that ball a ride and missed it. That's the strikeout of Fox. Vandermeer, you know, leading league pitchers in strikeouts. Here's the right fielder, Joe DiMaggio. He's hitting 328, a right-handed batter. Vandermeer is getting his sign. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball, low and inside, and it's a ball. The ball gets out of Lombardi's glove and rolls off a little bit to the left. And umpire Bill Clem takes out his whisk broom and steps off the plate. Nobody on the bases and one out. Fox struck out. Vandermeer is getting his sign again. He's winding up. Here's the next pitch to DiMaggio. He hits a foul up on top of the roof off here to the right. And the count is 1-1 on the batter. National Leaguers peg it around. Pass to DeRocher. DeRocher fires the ball back to the pitcher. The other boys in the infield talk it up. Billy Herman and McCormick. American League is starting in the first half of the second. They're trailing by a run. Vandermeer is ready to pitch again to Joe DiMaggio. It's a swing and a foul back into the screen. The count is ball one and strike two. Boy, this Vandermeer looks awfully good out there today. He's got a world of speed and seems to have all his control out there today, which makes him a mighty, mighty tough customer. Vandermeer and Gomez are the starting pitchers. The American League has not made a hit. Vandermeer winds up again. Here's the next pitch. DiMaggio hits back to the pitcher. A high bouncing ball. There's the throw to first, and he's out. Vandermeer to McCormick. He hit a slow, high-bouncing ball back at the pitcher to Vandermeer's right. He went about 5 feet to his right, grabbed the ball in a high bounce, turned and fired the ball to McCormick to get his man. Two up. The next man to come up is Bill Dickey. Here's Bill Dickey. His average for the year is 316. He's hit about 16 home runs. One of the leading hitters in the American League and runs batted in. The first pitch is a ball. It's low and outside away from a left-handed hitter. Two out and nobody on the bases for the American League. They're batting in the first half of the second. The National League leads 1-0. Billy Herman shifts way over in front right field, back on the grass. There's a ground ball out to Billy Herman right where he was playing. He's up with it. There's the throw. He's out. Billy Herman to McCormick, and it retires the side. No runs and no hits again, and no-hit Vandermeer is sailing right along. In that inning, the first man to bat, Fox, struck out. DiMaggio bounced out to Vandermeer. Dickey bounced out to Herman. No runs and no hits. The score as the game goes into the last half of the second inning. The National League won. The American League nothing. Now the American Leaguers are going onto the field. DiMaggio going to right field. Averill to center field. Cleavage to left field. Fox to first. Gehringer to second. Cronin to short. Lewis to third. Dickey catching and Gomez pitching. We'll repeat the lineups every once in a while for the benefit of you baseball fans who might be tuning in late. It's the sixth annual All-Star Game in Cincinnati. And we're going into the last half of the second inning. Gomez against Vandermeer with the National League leading by a run. There's been only one hit made in the ball game. That was a single by Hack, the first man up. Now the game is going into the last half of the second, and the first man to bat, a Cincinnati boy, gets a tremendous hand from the crowd. It's Big Beezer Lombardi. His average for the year is 360. Not only a good catcher, but a tremendous hitter. Lombardi. I was talking to Bill Terry last night, and he said something like this. I'm going to think I'll leave Lombardi catch the whole game and just see how the American League can get him out, because we can't. Lombardi is coming to bat. The American League, the National League second pitcher is starting to warm up. It's Bill Lee of the Cubs. Lee of the Cubs will pitch the second three innings. He has started to warm up with Hartnett down the left field line. The second pitcher for the American League has not started to warm up as yet, but I believe it's going to be Johnny Allen. Here's Lombardi up at the plate now, and Gomez gets the sign. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball. Too low. Ball. Ball one. Nobody on. Nobody out. Last half of the second inning, and the score is the National League one, the American League nothing. The American League has not made a hit off of Vandermeer. Gomez is getting his sign. Here's the windup in the next pitch. It's a fastball. He hits the ground ball to the third baseman, Buddy Lewis. A big bounce. He gets it over to first base, and he's out. Lewis to Fox. He hit a high-bounding ball to the third baseman's left. Lewis speared the ball and threw the ball across the infield to get his man. Lewis to Fox on an easy play. Now the next man to come up is the first baseman, McCormick, a first-year man with the Cincinnati Reds who has made a very impressive record. His average is 333, and he's driven in over 60 runs. McCormick batting, a right-handed hitter facing lefty Gomez. Here's the pitch, a fastball. He hit the high pop fly in the infield right close to second base. Gehringer's getting it. The ball is at the second base side of the bag, and Gehringer takes it easily for the second out. A high pop-up off the bat of McCormick is taken by Charlie Gehringer for the second out. That's two gone now in the last half of the second. Here's a famous ex-Cardinal shortstop, Drippy DeRocher, who is really the guiding spirit of the famous Gas House Gang of the St. Louis Cardinals that we watched for so many years with the St. Louis Cardinals. Now the shortstop of the Brooklyn Dodgers, a right-handed hitter. He's batting with two out and nobody on for the National League in the last half of the second. A fastball is into the dirt, and it's ball one. DeRocher batting. Gomez puts his glove under his arm and takes a look around the infield to see how everything's set out there. Boys are all ready. They talk it up and shout words of encouragement to him. Gomez is getting his sign. Here's the pitch. A fastball inside. Lippy swung and caught the ball on the handle of his bat. It was a foul, and it's one and one. DeRocher batting. National League shortstop. He's facing lefty Gomez. Gomez takes a lot of time pitching to him. He studies his windup again. Here's the next pitch. It's a slow curve. It's just right in there over the inside corner, knee high. It's called by umpire Bill Clem, and it's ball one and strike two on DeRocher. Gomez has started a long sweeping windup this time. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball in too close to a right-handed hitter. It forced him right out of the batter's box, and the count is two and two on the batter. The National League leads 1-0. Hack scored what has been the only run of the game so far. There's been only one hit. That was by Hack. Gomez looks around again. Now he's facing the batter, DeRocher. He's starting his windup. The pitch. He hits the grounder. Foul down the left field line. It goes into the box seat behind third. A high bouncing ball went into the box seat. Bill Lee has started to warm up for the National League. Right-hander. Lee's record this year, he's won 9 games and lost 4. Vandermeer has won 10 and lost 3. Gomez has won 6 and lost 8. There's a fly ball down the right field line. This fly ball may go for a hitter or maybe foul. It's foul. It goes into the box seat way down the right field line. DeRocher tried to place that one into right field. You could tell by the shift of his feet, but he hit it foul instead, far down the right field line. In right field for the American League is DiMaggio. In center field is Averill. In left field is Krivich of the White Sox. Cleveland center field, New York right field. Around the infield, Buddy Lewis, Joe Cronin, Charlie Gehringer, and Jimmy Fox. Gomez is winding up again. Here's the next pitch. It's a slow curve. He hits the ground ball to the shortstop. Cronin's up with it. There goes the throw. He's out. Short to first, and it retires the side. Cronin to Fox, and it's no runs and no hits. Well, that's the end of the second inning. The All-Star game in Cincinnati. National League is going out of the field now, and the American League will come to bat trailing by a run. And the first man to come up is the gent who made the error in the first inning, Joe Cronin, the Boston manager and shortstop, who has an average of 307. Then will come Buddy Lewis with an average of 292, and then the pitcher, Gomez. The second American League pitcher, I believe, is going to start to warm up now because Rick Farrell, one of the American League catchers, is walking down the right field line, and the identity of the second pitcher will very soon become known. Bill Lee for the National League is warming up. Here's Cronin, the Boston manager and shortstop, coming to bat, number 4 in the back of his gray uniform. The score is 1-0, National League. Starting the first half of the third, the second American League pitcher is Johnny Allen of Cleveland. He has just gotten up down there, sitting against the railing in the sun, and started to warm up. Johnny Allen of Cleveland, who has won 12 without a defeat, is going to be the second American League pitcher. All right, now let's get down to business at hand. Here's the batter up. It's Joe Cronin, a right-handed hitter. He's batting with nobody on and nobody out against Vandermeer. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball low and outside. Lombardi had to go out to the right for it, and it's ball one. National Leaguers on the infield talk it up. Lots of pepper on both sides. National League leads by a run. Vandermeer is getting his sign again. A long, sweeping windup. Here's the pitch. He hits one right over the third baseman's head. A safe hit. The ball is rolling down the left field line. I believe it's going to be just a single. Medwick fires it back in fast, and it's a single. The first American League hit was by Cronin. A liner over Hack's head. He didn't have a chance for it, and fast fielding by Medwick held him to a single. The next man to come up is the American League third baseman, Buddy Lewis of Washington. His average is .292. He's a left-handed batter, a tall, thin fellow. He's down here now facing Vandermeer with a teammate on first base. Now Vandermeer gets ready. The first pitch was a strike. Gee, there was a lot of stuff on that one. It just caught the outside corner. A sharp breaking curveball away from a left-handed hitter, and it's a strike called. The American League trails by a run, and the American League has a man on first with nobody up. So to first base, but he's back safely. Again, a throw to first base, and he's back safely. The umpire at first base is Geisel at third base, and Delafont at second. Pitcher's getting all ready out there again. Here's the next pitch to Buddy Lewis. It's a ball. There's a throw to first. He slid back in head first. He's safe. A pitch out that time was called for, and Lombardi fired the ball to first base in McCormick, and Cronin had to slide and go back into the bag head first to get back safely. The second pitchers for each side are warming up. Their lead for the National League, Allen for the American League. Pitcher's getting his sign out there again, ready to pitch now to Buddy Lewis with a man on first. Lewis takes a low inside pitch for a ball, makes the count 2-1 on a left-handed hitter. The pitcher's due to come up next. National League scored their run in the first inning on a hit, a single, a long fly ball, and an error. Here's the next pitch, and he swings and hits one way down the left field line. A foul ball for Buddy Lewis, and the count is 2-2 on the batter. New ball is tossed into the game. The National Leaguers peg it around, back to DeRocher. DeRocher is walking in behind the pitcher and throwing him the ball now, and then goes back to his position at short. In left field is Medwick. In center field is Mellott. And in right field is Ivy Goodman. That's the picture here at Cincinnati. The ball game is in the first half of the third. Now he's ready to pitch again to Buddy Lewis with a man on first base and nobody out for the American League. Here's the pitch. He swung high that time and fouled the ball. And the count is still 2-2 on the batter. Again, a new ball is tossed around a bit. And then back to the pitcher, Vandermeer. The starting pitchers, remember, are Vandermeer and Gomez. And they are both left-handers. Vandermeer gets the sign out there again. He's ready now. Man on first has a short leadoff. Watch it now. Here's the next pitch to Lewis. It's a swing and a foul up into the upper deck behind third base. From the shift of Buddy Lewis's feet, it looks as though he is trying to hit that ball down the left field line. It looks very much as though Lewis is trying to hit the ball in the left field. He hit foul three times up into the stands behind third base. Vandermeer is getting his sign again. Left-hand hitter Lewis is up at the plate with Cronin on first base. The next pitch is a ball rolling outside. Ball three makes it 3-2 now. Now the National League infielders move in a bit behind the pitcher and talk to Vandermeer. Now they're backing up again. Hack, DeRocher, and Billy Herman. McCormick, of course, stays over at first base because there's a man on first, Cronin. He drove a sharp hit over Hack's head. Vandermeer takes his time out there again and gets all ready to pitch again to Buddy Lewis. Left-handed hitter, he swings and hits a high fly in the center field. If a center fielder, Mellott, should have no trouble with, he's way back, but he's under the ball, and he has it for the first out. Buddy Lewis hit a long fly ball into right center field, about 375 feet from the plate. It was caught by Mellott for the first out. Now the next man to bat is the Yankee pitcher, Gomez. Gomez, left-hand pitcher, and a left-handed batter coming up at the plate to face Johnny Vandermeer with a teammate on first base. The next man to come up will be Mike Krivich. The National League leads in this ball game, 1-0 in the third. Vandermeer is getting a sign now. He's all ready. The third baseman is playing in, expecting a bunt, but Gomez took a real cut at the ball and fouled it back into the wire. One strike. Stanley Hack is playing in, expecting expecting Gomez to lay one down. But Gomez took a powerful cut at that first pitch and fouled it. Tying runners on first base for the American League. Vandermeer gets his sign out there again. He's allowed only one hit. That was by Cronin. Here's the next pitch. He swings and hits a high bouncing ball. The pitcher's going to get it over to first base. He's out. Pitcher to first. It was a ball that bounced in front of the pitcher, went high in the air, and the pitcher had to wait for it to come down, so there was no chance to get the man going to second. It brings up the leadoff man, Mike Krivich. The tying run is on second base now with two off, and the ball game is in the first half of the third. You have that play correctly, I hope. It was a ball that bounced in the dirt in front of the pitcher.